Track 10, the last of our news stories. Riverford's sustainable model gains MP support. A Teignbridge-based organic farm has been demonstrating how its ethos benefits the economy and its staff while promoting sustainable farming. Newton Abbott MP Martin Wrigley joined Caroline Voden, MP for South Devon, in a visit to Riverford Organic Buckfastleigh headquarters to show their support for local purpose-driven businesses ahead of National Better Business Day. During the visit, hosted by the Better Business Act campaign, the MPs heard how Riverford Organic's farming business model has supported local biodiversity and promoted a stakeholders-led approach by exclusively growing and distributing organic vegetables and food products through its pioneering VegBox scheme. The visit comes ahead of the Better Business Day parliamentary reception on the 11th of June, which will bring together politicians, policymakers, and major British businesses to recognise the work of companies in driving growth and promoting sustainable business practices across the country. Riverford Organic is a certified B Corporation, meaning it meets high standards of social and environmental performance, transparency and accountability. It employs more than 1,000 workers. Both MPs also heard how Riverford's approach to operating under a 100% employee ownership scheme has empowered its staff to grow the business, benefiting the local economy and showing that purpose and profit go hand in hand. Mr. Wrigley has been spearheading corporate governance reform in Parliament with his company directors' duties presentation bill, which is due to be debated on the 4th of July. The bill has received strong cross-party support from the 3,000-strong Better Business Act coalition. Mr. Wrigley said the company directors' duties presentation bill is about fundamentally changing how businesses operate. We need a legal framework that empowers companies to prioritise long-term sustainability alongside financial success. Riverford Organic is a shining example of how businesses can create value for employees, communities, and the environment while remaining commercially successful. The Better Business Act represents a crucial step towards reshaping how companies think about their role in society, not just as profit generators, but as responsible stewards for our shared environment and communities. Chris Turner, CEO of B Lab UK, the charity behind the UK B Corp movement and campaign director of the Better Business Act, added, "With the support of forward-looking MPs like Martin and Caroline, we're building momentum for a better approach to business and recognises success is about more than profit and that a more sustainable future need not come to an expense of long-term growth."
Energy and passion create an unforgettable show. More than 100 young performers from Stagecoach Performing Arts, Torquay and Newton Abbott, lit up the stage at Torquay's Princess Theatre last month with a powerful and joyous performance in Stagecoach Live 25, where students from across the county joined forces to collaborate on an evening of theatre for all. The students, aged 6 to 18 years, wowed the audience with an energetic mix of singing, dancing and acting, showcasing their creativity, teamwork and dedication in a dazzling display of young talent. With professionally staged musical theatre numbers, heartfelt solo performances and high-energy ensemble routines, the show was a true celebration of the performing arts. Principal Elizabeth Price Holden said the energy and passion from every single student was unforgettable. Watching them grow in confidence and shine under the lights is what Stagecoach is all about. I'm incredibly proud of each and every one of them. And the article is surrounded by some photographs depicting some of the various acts. And they've got some wonderfully colourful costumes and they seem to have so much energy, they're making me feel tired.
A golden year as shows set to celebrate centenary. A village in the Teen Valley is set for seismic celebration as 2025 marks 100 years since the start of its horticultural and agricultural show. The committee behind Christo's show are well underway arranging the show's centenary programme, and they promise that there will be a packed schedule of entertainment and spectacle throughout the day. The Christo Horticultural and Agricultural Society, which organises the show, supports a different charity each year. In 2024, the Society chose Hospice Care, who were the recipients of a donation from the takings of last year's one-day event. The donations we make each year are the very ethos of what the Christo Show is all about, said Paul Redaway, Vice President of the Christo Horticultural and Agricultural Society. The show is a day for the whole community, bringing together residents of Christo, neighbouring villages and visitors alike, to share in the fun and entertainment, celebrating the countryside, Paul added. The charity being supported this year is Marie Curie. The show will feature several regular attractions, such as the entertaining terrier racing, the 5K cross-country race and children's sports, with a sheepdog demonstration and the popular classic car and tractor parade, with several new attractions for 2025 making appearances throughout the day. As part of the centenary celebrations, the show is kicking off the festivities by hosting a special Grand Centenary Quiz Night at the Teen Valley Community Hall on June the 20th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are £7 per person, including a delicious light supper, raffle and cash bar. Pay at the door. Teams can have up to 6 members.
Record turnout at Luscombe Castle Charity Day. A charity day held in the grounds of historic Luscombe Castle, near Dawlish, last month was a big success, with a record number of visitors enjoying the gardens. The day was organised jointly by the Friends of Dawlish Hospital, Dawlish Community Transport and Dawlish Garden Trust. Spokesman Jeff King said, "We had a very successful day at Luscombe, helped enormously by superb weather. The organising team would like to thank all those who made it happen by donating cakes, organising parking and generally helping the visitors have a good time. Music was provided by the Back Beach Boys and Monday's Child, hot food by Funky Anchovy, Shooters and Local Scoop." Jeff added, "Our grateful thanks to the Hoare family for the use of their spectacular gardens."